Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Bechayrus is dedicated by Ricky and Kalman Groner, Le'ilo Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh Leib ben Yechiel Michal.
Maseches Bechayrus, Daf Hey. We're going to start from the sugya Daf Dalim and Beis, the sugya Vibrechon and Mishlokish, if they will kitchu Bechayrus be Midbar. The Gemara says, Itmar, Abyechon and Omar kitchu Bechayrus be Midbar. That the din of Pidyon HaBen, the din that they were Mekadosh Bechayrus is also in the Midbar. If a Bechayr was born in the Midbar, they would give five shlom to the Kayin. Who would then a Bechar Bei Meteira? They would have to bring it as a carbon. Bechar Bei Betmeya, they would pay it with the seh. That then already started in the Midbar. Rish Lakish Amalei Kitshu Becharis Be Midbar. And Rish Lakish says they didn't. Rabbi Yechanan said Kitshu Becharis Be Midbar because the Teira says that there was a Gdin Kiddush, Kaddish they call Bechar. And Rish Lakish says Lei Kitshu. Why? Because it says, V'ayikiv V'yachal V'avarto. The pasuk says, "Va'yikiv Yaakov and come to Eretz Yisrael." There is a din of avarta kol peterecha ma'ashem. There is a din of becharis. Mashengim before they come to Eretz Yisrael. There's no din of becharis. So the Gemara's maskana is avanta all the ones that were becharis in Mitzrayim, and all the becharis that were born the first year also that were 30 days old when they made the count of becharis kol becharis zachav in Yisrael. Avada, all those Bechayrus, there was a din Pidyon HaBen. Then the Machlokes is afterwards. Mishlokes says, I have a Pasuk, V'ayikiv V'yachal, that's only Noyig in Eretz Yisrael. What about the Bechayrus of Mitzrayim and the Bechayrus that were there the first year, which is Mefurish in the Pasuk, that they did a din of Pidyon? That's Exeris HaKosav. But for the rest of the din L'dairis, that's Dasa V'ayikiv V'yachal. And Rabbi Yechiel learns that from the Pasuk of Li, that once it says Li, is Baviyasin Yehei, that has to stay the same. Rabbi Yechon holds it, it never stopped. Once it started, Kiddush Becharis, it didn't stop. So Meili learns, what does it mean, Vayikiv Yachal? Hasei mitzazu shebeschar, shebeshvila tikanis laretz. And this mitzvah will cause that you should come to Eretz Yisrael, but not that you need to go to Eretz Yisrael in order to do this mitzvah. Atkan the sugya. So the Rabbana Latera, in right here in Bamidbar, Perigimu Pasuk Memei, he says that Lamaisa, even though the mitzvah Kanishli called Bechar was already given in Mitzrayim, was told to Moshe Rabbeinu in Mitzrayim before they went out of Mitzrayim, but they didn't actually do it until now, because they didn't actually go and give five slum to the Kayin or give the Bechar to a Kayin as a carbon, or be paid to the Petach Mar B'Seh and give it to the Kayin. It didn't say to give it to the Kayin there. It didn't say what you should do with it. It says to be paid it. It says to Mekadesh it, what exactly are you supposed to do? What are the halachas it didn't say? So no one did any of the mitzvah of Pidyon Becharis until this time, until there was a din of Bekaiko Bechar Zachar, and then there was a din that the Levim were Eimid B'makin the Becharis, except for the 273, they had to give the five shlom. The Gemara and Edges Mavur, they figured it out with a Geirel, which one should give the five shlom, and all the Becharis were nifted with the Seh of the Levim. And from now on, there's a din of Pidyon HaBen according to Rabbi Yechanan right away, and according to Rish Lakish when they came to Eretz Yisrael. But there was no actual din of Pidyon HaBen. They didn't actually perform the mitzvah of Pidyon Becharis, of Kedushas Becharis, until this time. As I state in the Rambat. But the Meshech Chachma, in Parshas Bai, Perek Gimel and Shemais, he says that even though they didn't choose the Kahanim yet, but there still was a din pidyon. What do they do with the money? Lamashal pidyon HaBen, they have to be paid with money. So he said they gave it to Hekdesh, they brought a carbon with it, and that's not clear exactly. They didn't give it to a Kohen because there were no Kahanim. So they did something else with it. They made a Kedusha with it. And what they do with the pidyon Petach Hamar? He says they were paid with the Seh, and then they ate the Seh. And what they do with Bechar Bei Meteira is they brought it to a carbon and they kept it. It wasn't a skadish, that part of the mitzvah, that it goes to the Kayin, that the five shlom go to the Kayin, that the Sev, the Pinyin Petach Hamar go to the Kayin, that the Bechar Bei Meteira go to the Kayin, but they're still in a mitzvah to mekadish it. The five shlom will go to Hekdesh, the Bechar will be like Ma'isa Behemoth, it's Nachal Abaylam, and the Sev would be, you pay the Beseh, and then you keep the Sev. Like we spoke in the previous share, the din pidyon b'seh is not only a din of matan kuna when a kayin yarshins a petach hamar from avi ima yisrael, he has to be paid the b'seh and he keeps the seh. The Meral Diskin says a shtickel chap that he says like this. He says, who are the Kahanim? We'll speak about this Berichas very soon. Who are the Kahanim before the Kahanim were Nifcher? The Bechayim. So how would the Bechayim give five slum? They have to give five slum to themselves. So he says like this. He says, the din kuna was Bechayim and Av. A Bechayim and Av was a Kain. That's a din. It had to do with the same thing of Yerusha. That it means the father's firstborn. And the din of five slum is in Petarechem. Petarechem is the din of the five slum. So I was a Einachinami. Somebody who was both a Petarechem and a father's firstborn, it would be like a Kain, that's a Bechar. He doesn't have to give the five slum. The din of Kedusha's Bechar was, if someone happens to be a Petarechem, he's his mother's firstborn, but his father has an older child, his mother's the firstborn. In such a case, that Bechar would have to give the five slum, or his father would have to give the five slum to a Bechar, that's a Bechar Menav. That's like the Meril Diskin. It's a very big chap. But Lechar is very shver, like we're going to speak soon, because the Gemara is mavur that the din avoyde bebecheris is learned from this pasuk of Kanishli called Bechar. Our Gemara is mavur that way. Because the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Eser b'echel l'mishlakish. Shlakish says that the Bechairis weren't niskadish, and avadi he meant. The whole Gemara means, l'gabi the din opinion aben. That's a discussion. That's where it says, v'yikiv yachel l'gabi the opinion aben. But it says, actually, hukam a mishkan hayibamus mutaris v'avoyde bebecheris. Until the Mishkan was set up, the Bamas were Mutter, and the Veda was Bebechayris. So you see that they were in the Skadish. So Shlakish says, Amalei Ba'isen Shiyatsi Mitzrayim. The Nechanami, the ones that were Bechayim and Mitzrayim, they were in the Skadish. So Lechayim, what's the Gemara's Kasha? That Mishkan's talking about the Veda. That Mishkan's talking about the Din Aveda. The Din Aveda, till the Kalim was Bebechayris. Shlakish is talking about Pinyin Aben. The Din Pinyin Aben. That Rish Lakish held starts when they go to Eretz Yisrael. What's the shaykhus, the din that Avoida was b'becharis, to the din of Pinyin Aben? L'char, it's muchach to say that the Gemara saw that the pasuk of Kaddishli called Bechar, that's the pasuk that's teaching Avoida b'becharis. If Avoida b'becharis is not coming from the parish of Kaddishli called Bechar, so what's the Gemara's kasha b'chlal? Rish Lakish is talking about the parish of Kaddishli called Bechar. Rish Lakish is saying that the din Pinyin Aben is only in Eretz Yisrael. Forget Reichen and Akasha, but it says actually Mukam and Mishkan, the Bama Sumataris and the Vaidis Bebechairis. What does that do with the parish of Kaddishli Kol Bechar? Elamai, the din of Avaidin Bechairis is learned from the parish of Kaddishli Kol Bechar. That's state. So Ayvazai, in the parish alone, it says Petarechem. That's the Bechar. Kaddishli Kol Bechar, Petarechem. So you see that the din of Avaidin Bechairis is not a din of Bechar Menav. The din of Avodah Bechayr is in the Petarechem. Doshtein Lechayr. Mitzarechi in the Meril Diskin. But Mulvat Kol Zeh, what bothers me about both the Meshech Chacham and Meril Diskin, that the Matriach to say that there was a key in Mitzvah Pinyin Bechayris before the Bechiris of Kahanim. The Meshech Chacham says that the Mitzvah was to give the five slum to Hektish, to bring a carbon with it, and the Pinyin Petach Amar was to keep the seh, just as we paid the seh, and the din of Bechar Bein Matayr was to keep the bein, just bring it as a carbon. But there was a key mitzvah. Now, like we said, the Ramban said no. The Ramban said that the Torah gave the mitzvah Kaddishli Kol Bechar, but didn't give the whole mitzvah. It wasn't yet clear. What are you supposed to do? Who are you supposed to give the money to? How are you supposed to be paid to them? And male, they didn't do this mitzvah all the way until it came the time of Kol Bechar Zachar, that there was a mitzvah that the Levim should be aimed at Bamak and the Bechar, and everyone should give five slum, and then Mikam Ve'elach was five slum. But if you're going to say, like the Meshech Chachma, like Meril Diskin, that there was some waving Mikai in the mitzvah before that, so Lechar Kumtais, Meshech told them a mitzvah, Kaddishli Kol Bechar, he told everyone to be Paida, he told them what to do with the Behemoth, so everyone did it, Mistama. If they had a mitzvah to do it, the Vadre did it. So Kumdais, everyone already was Mekayim the mitzvah of giving five slum and being paid to the Petach Hamar and being paid to the Bechar Behem Matari. Everyone was Mekayim that already. So what's the Torah now coming and telling you that Pekayit called Bechar Zachar and the Levim have to stand the Mekayim the Bechayim and the Eidvim have to give five slum? They were all Mekayim the mitzvah Bechar already. And the Gemara's Mavur was Hainu Hach. It was the same mitzvah. The Gemara's Mavur that way. The Gemara's Akasha and Rish Lakish. How could you possibly say that the Bechayim Shanel of the Midbar weren't Nichla on the mitzvah of Binyan Ben? It says Mefurish in the Pasuk here, called Bechayim Zachim and Chaydish of Malo. So you see, there is a mitzvah of Binyan Ben. So Meli, you have to say it was a Rosh Hashanah, it was mitzvah of Binyan Ben, it was Pasuk and Vayikiv Yacha came back. You see, it's Hainuach. You see, the Gemara is making one big mitzvah. So if you can eman that there was a key in mitzvah beforehand, why did the Torah tell him to do the mitzvah again? They already did it. Chayes HaShikol Deichik to say that now, from now on, since the tzur of the mitzvah changed, so even the ones L'mafreya that were Mekayim the mitzvah the way they were supposed to Mekayim it before, now had to do it over again. That's by me HaShikol Deichik. It's more meruvik to say like the Ramban that they didn't have a key in before. The Torah didn't give them the hyphen of the key until now. The Chaya could only understand the Meshech Chachma, the Merul Diskin, someone trying to say a pshat, what would Pidyon HaBen be like if it wouldn't be for Kahanim, to say that's what the mitzvah would have been. That had the Chayda Egel not occurred. And in fact, if you learn, it's a Shikol Shaila, if the Din Kahuna also came because of the Chayda Egel, only the Din Leviya, it's a Shikol Shaila. But let's say you'll say that had the Chayda Egel not occurred, and the Mela, the Avedur, is still Bimba B'chayrus. So then, we'll be Pshat in the mitzvah of Pinyin HaBen. So the Meshech Chachma says, I have nothing to do with the Kayin. The Pshat is, you would give 5 Slum. For Hektish, you'd be paid on a Seh and keep the Seh. The B'chayr, the B'chayr Be'im Atayr, the Bailam would keep. We have nothing to do with Kahanim. And the Meryl Diskin says, no, we would have to do it with the B'chayrus. You'd have to give it to the B'chayr. So Petach Amar, everyone who's not a Bechar would give the Petach Amar to the Bechar, and Bechar Bein Matar would be given to the Bechar, and as far as Pidyon HaBen, the Pshat is a Petach Echem La'imah, who's not a Bechar, who's not a Petach Echem La'aviv, he would have to be paid himself to a Bechar La'aviv. That's stating real discount. But that's only Lulei, if it wouldn't have happened. But Bepayel, it never happened such a mitzvah, because if that mitzvah would have happened already, I don't see why they would have to be make a Pidyon HaBen again once Leviyim were Nifchot. It should only be Mikano La'abo. That's Arachi and Mechol Anal. But the Ramban says Mefurish. And I don't see any reason to be Naita Midvarav that the mitzvah wasn't given yet for Shleimus. It wasn't yet told to them what to do with the Pidyon. And now it's a Shleimus in that mitzvah of Kaddish called Bechar. There'll be Niskayim now that didn't Pidyon HaBen. And now I want to go through another Inyan, which is Negeyatawa Sugyum, which is the Briskirov's Kasha. Agamar, like we said, Rabbi Yechana asked a Kasha and Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says that the din of Kiddush Bechayris was only when it came to Eretz Yisrael. It says in the Mishnah, this is the Mishnah in Zvachim, the last parak is Zvachim, Daf Kuf Yigimel Beis, actually Hukam a Mishkan a Yibamas Mitaris Avedim Bechayris. That before a Kamas a Mishkan, the Bamas were Mutin Avedim was Bechayris. And the Mara says, Rish Lakish answered in Ba'is and Shiatsim Mitzrayim, that Ba'is and Shiatzim Mitzrayim, he wasn't talking about that, he was talking about B'midbar. So you see from the Gemara that this din of Avodah B'Bechayrus, like we mentioned, comes from this pasuk Kaddish called B'Bechayrus. The Gemara is bringing a raya that since the Mishnah says Avodah was B'Bechayrus, Elamai, the din of Kaddish called B'Bechayrus, took effect before they came to Eretz Yisrael. So in this Gemara state, that Avodah B'Bechayrus is coming from this parish of Kaddish called B'Bechayrus. So Frank de Biskirov, the Pirish Mishnais L'Rambam on that Mishnah says that the din of Avodah B'Chayrus is from Adam Rishon. From Adam Rishon to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Avodah was B'Chayrus. So the Chayr, you see, the din of Avodah B'Chayrus, and I do the parish of Kaddish Likol B'Chayrus. So if you learn like the Rambam, that the din of Avodah B'Chayrus is the din from Adam Rishon. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Avodah B'Chayrus was also Adam Rishon. Kaddish Likol B'Chayrus, Lakish says, is talking about when they come to Eretz Yisrael. What's the kasha? Elamai, the din of Avodah B'Chayrus comes from Kaddish Likol B'Chayrus. So what's the Rambam saying that it came from Adam Rishon? That's the Biskirov's kasha. So the few Eindig of Mechabrim, of Yankel Lieberman, and the Sefer Zevach Yagav, and also the Sefer Teres Habama, they say Gishmak Teres, and they bring down Kfar Kodmam, the Maral, and the Divrei David from the Taz on the Pasuk of Mircha Kayemis B'Cheroskali, the Pasuk in Toldos. The Makai in the Rambam is the Medrash. The Medrash Rabbah, Bamidbar Rabbah, Parashat Dalet Ois Ches, that says like this. Brings the Mishnah, Ashlokom Mishkan Ayyabamas Utaris Vaidu Bechayrus, and it says that, Adam Rishon Ayyabachayrus Shal Olam, and he brought a carbon. And the Mishnah gave him big day kuna gedayla, because it says in the pasuk vayas Hashem lekim la'ad Mishnah kasa serva yibishen. And nice days the Menush is learning that was a din of big day kuna gedayla. And then it says kevin shemes adam ashen l'sheis, and sheis gave him the Mishnah Shelach gave him to Noach brought a carbon vikim chal beim atahira, Noach gave him to Shem. So then the Medrash asked, but Shem wasn't a Bechor. Yefes was a Bechor. Achi Yefes HaGadol. The reason why he gave it to Shem is because Noach saw in the Shoshelos Avos Oim, the Shleshes Avos Oim, the Zemenu. And you know that Shem was Makav, because there's a Makit Tzedek Melech Shalom, who Kayin Lekel Elyain. Vice days, he was a Kayin, even though he wasn't a Bechor. Because Noach gave it to him, because the Avos are going to come from him. Then it says that Avram got it, and then Yitzchak. And then it says, Yitzchak gave it to Yaakov. It says, was Yaakov a Bechor? Yeah, because Yaakov bought the Bechor from Esav, Micha Kemis Bechoras Chuli. And once he got the Bechor, he was Makriv, like he said, Kumalei Beiskel, Vasa Shem Izbeach. That's all in the Medrash in Bamidbar Rabba. So the Shaila is, had they give it to Avram if he wasn't a Bechor, and to Shem if he wasn't a Bechor, because they saw that the Avos will come from Shem, you have to be a Bechor. What's the pshat in that? So the Marami Prag, the Gur Aryeh, asked in the Rashi says that the reason why Yaakov wanted the Bechor from Esav is because the Rashi is not kedai to makrif ne'amakim. But how do you sell such a thing? Could a Kayin sell his kahuna to someone else, that the other guy will be a Kayin instead of him? It doesn't work. So Zog the Maral, there was no Isazorus beforehand. Now you needed a tzaddik and a royal lekach. And the Bechoris took the covet. So Yaakov was able to take away this covet from Esav. As I explained in the Taz there, in the Sefer Divrei David, and Rabbi Yankel Lieberman said that Remeya told him, Remeya Soloveitchik told him that his father, the Rav Mamash said this word. He said also in the Chizkuni, it says like this, a very interesting pshat, Mircha Kayyim is Becharaschali. What's Kayyim? So the Chizkuni says, now that there's no din avoid the batsim, so now it could be sold. But also the avoid is bechayrus, ain't other mashay liknis bechayra. So you see, there's a difference between the avoid is bechayrus that was done before kaddishli and the avoid afterwards. The avoid before kaddishli was a schus. Wasn't that if you weren't a bechayr, you were din zor, it wasn't bechal shayach avoid, it was a schus. You need to be bechayr, you need it for the covenant of the bechayr and the mechay of a bechayr. So if the one who's not a Bechor is a bigger tzaddik, Shem or Avram, so the Medrash says, Bechai Gavna, so he becomes a Bechor. And Mel Shach to sell the schus he could sell. In Kaddishli called Bechor, state that din, that if you're not a Bechor, you're a Zor. Not stam a schus. The Avoid is Mechai of a Bechor. It's not Shaykh to the Avoid without being a Bechor. That's right, the din. He got it brings the Enchisanta Medrash that this Bina Achamudais, Asus begod big day, Bina Achamudais, that Asus begodim, the Medrash says they were the dim big day kuna that Adam had, that, like the Medrash Rabban Bereshit, sounds like Adam took the begodim, he gave it to Shais, and Shais gave it to Mr. Shalach, and Mr. Shalach gave it to Naich, that is begodim. He brings the Medrash in Bereshit, that Adam, that Avram had these begodim, he gave it to Yitzchak, Yitzchak gave it to Esav. Once Esav married the wives that did have Avodah Zarah, so Yitzchak took them away from Esav and gave it to Rivka. And Rivka was holding on to Esav's begadim because Yitzchak was afraid Esav might use it for Avodah Zarah. Now that Yaakov was going to get the brachas from Yitzchak and he was going to become the Bechor, that's why she gave him over the clothes of Esav, the Bnei Chamudas. These were the big day kain gadol that the Medrash Rabba mentions that Adam got from Hashem, the Kasnei Zarah. These were the same begodim. They used to be Esav's, and now that Yaakov's getting the brach, he's going to be the Bechor. So now it becomes Yaakov's. Now, Gobanim, this is the Iketeris to the Brisker Rav's Kasha. The Brisker Rav's Kasha is how the Gemara is Mavur, that in Kaddishli it says the din of Avodah Bechoris. Either Rambam says in Pirish Mishnayis that Avodah Bechoris was in Mais Adam Arishain. In Mais Adam Arishain, it was Tamas Chus. It wasn't that otherwise that it didn't zar, it wouldn't be mechal da avayda mistama. It was a schus, it was a covet that the avayda had to be done with the bechor. And in a chanami, if someone was a big tzaddik, he could get the schus without being a bechor. Like Shem and Avram. likes mavur in the medrash, and you could sell this schus. Yaakov sold the taste of mashenkein by kaddish liko b'chayr. State that din that they're the kahanim. Anyone else is a zor. It's mechal d'avayd. It's not a schus. It's a din be'etzim that d'avayd is only kosher with the b'chayrs. In the Zevich Yankov, he says one also geshmak pshat. This also about the richtig. But he says of geshmak pshat, which I think is also richtig, that he said of Rav Meshuam Soloveitchik said it b'shem his father, Aberel Soloveitchik. That b'emizim is two dinim of korbanis. There's korbanis of goyim, korbanis b'nei noyach, that has a din korban, and there's korbanis of Yisrael. The Gemara in Zvachim, daf kufte zvav, is mavur, that for korbanis of b'nei noyach, you could bring a chaya, oif, ischarim, dekevis, sminim, balimumin, but it could only be eilus, and goyim could bring even korbanis b'zman hazeh. And as a din korban, as a tairis korban, that's a din of korban of b'nei noyach. And then you have the din of korbanis of the tair, that's korbanis of Yisrael. The Briskei Rav, the Parshas Yisro, he says in the pasuk Mizbech Avonim Tasali, V'savachtov Selosecha V'shalomecha, he brings the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Seichof, that says, the Pasha that is going on Bomas B'shas Heter Bomas. So the Briskei Rav says that the way you learn the Pasha the Krah, there was a schadish, the din of Bomav for Korbanis Yisrael. That's where the chiddush is. That B'shas Heter Bomas is a din, Mizbech Avonim Tasali, V'zavachtov Selosecha V'shalomecha, because Goyim didn't have a din Shlomim. And also says, Esel Sech V'shemecha, Es Sein Chaves B'karecha. The day you take and eat Sein and Bokar. Sheep and goats or cattle. Now, Shengi Gabonath and Erech could be any animal, any behemoth, I have life. So he says, until the Komas and Mishkan eaten at both dinim, they still had the din of Kabonis B'nai Noyach. That's Mefurish in the Bryce of the Enzvachim Kufte Zvav. That actually hukum and mishkan abomus mataris a kol shem lakav behem mechayev oivs charm and a kevis mun balimum va kol karvu oilos. That you can bring any animal, but it has to dafka be an oila. That was in the korbanis b'neich, and it says mefurish until it was hukum and mishkan. It says gayim can still bring such korbanis. So they had the din of korban b'nei noyach from even after matan Torah until it was hukum and mishkan. Now shegin it's mefur that they brought shlomim. On Daf Kef Tezayin it says that after Matan Torah they brought Shlomim. That's a din of Karban Yisrael. So yen a din of Karban Yisrael was nischanish by this pasuk of Mizbech Avonim Tasli. He says Mavur and Agamar also. Mavur here Bechayrus Daf Dalan and Midday is the only reason why they didn't bring Chayvis before Akamas and Mishkan was the din that Chayvis weren't brought Bebama. Otherwise they'd have brought Chatayis and Hashamis. Vice says they had DNA carbon Yisrael, they just couldn't bring chayves, because stop, even in carbon Yisrael, chayves can't be brought in Obama. Sad both dinim. So Lefin says, Dr. Beryl, the din of Bukhar of other region is the din in Karbanis Menayach. Karbanis Menayach have a din of Bukhar, but that wouldn't apply to carbon Yisrael. The din of Kaddish Likol Bukhar is B'shad as a carbon Yisrael needs din kahuna, and Kaddish Likol Bukhar means that before the Avodah was taken away from the Bechairis and given to the Levim, the Din Kuna was with Bechairis. That's a Din Mitzad Karban Yisrael. I think it's both Richtig. I think it's Richtig the Vart that the Bechair on the Mishan is Tamas Chus, like we brought Kamerayis. It could be sold, the Maral, the Taz, the Divrei David, the Chizkuni, the Mechur Kayayim, only today it could be sold. The fact that you didn't have to be a Bechor if you were the biggest tzaddik, you got the schus without being a Bechor, like says in the Medrash. It's not stam a dim be'etzim a Bechor, it's a schus. Now, Sheng and Kaddish they call Bechor, that's a dim tzad, that's like kuna. Avadi couldn't sell such a thing. Avadi wouldn't go to the biggest tzaddik, that's a din be'etzim. And this thing that the original din is a din in Korbanis B'nai Noyach, that's also mefurish. The whole Medrash is discussing Korbanis B'nai Noyach, all the Korbanis. Before Yitzias Mitzrayim, all Korbanis B'nai Noyach. And the din Kaddish Li B'chor, Avad is discussing Korbanis Yisrael. Chmein, they're both richtig. Now, there's a couple of kashas remaining. One is the Keren Eirem in Zvachim, Daf Kufte, Zvavim, and Beis, asks the kashem that this din, that till Akamas HaMishkan, Avodah was B'chayris, what's the pshat in that? Till Akamas HaMishkan, there was a din Bama, and by Bama, there's a din of Ein Zoris B'Bama. There's no psul Zoris B'Bama. When there was a head to Bama's, Lamashal and Gilgal, the 14 years that Klal Yisrael were in Gilgal from the time they came to Eretz Yisrael till the time they established Mishkan Shiloh, there was a head to Bama's, and also a Neiv and Givain. after Mishkan Shilu was charev, until the Beis Hamikdash was built, those 52 years was a heter bamis. There's no din kain by a bama. A zar, or even an evit, can be makiv by bama. So the gabi, what did you need b'chayrus? There's no din zaris by bama. As a fact, the Keren Ayur, and the Keren Ayur, and also the Chazanish was mechavim to the same thing for the same kasha, wanted to say that maybe the din b'chayrus, before they were changed to kanim, was only the gabi korban tzibur. But korban tzibur, even bizman heter bamis, you needed a kain to bring every day the Talmud, the Musaf, whatever it is, in Gilgal and even Givain, then you needed a kain. So maybe the Dim Bechairis is Dafka for the Korban Tzibur, that Vayishlach is Nari B'nai Yisrael V'yalu Oilois, the man the Yomin that says that there was Tumat Bechairis, the Gemara in Zvachim there, those Oilois were Korban Tzibur, for them you needed Bechairis. Not sure if they brought the Korban Talmud or the Korban Musaf before they built the Mishkan, Sukkim and Mashman not that way, but Al Kapanim, if there was a din carbon tzibur b'chlal, that would be a din dafka b'chayris. But a carbon yachid stam, mizman het abamis, a carbon yachid doesn't need a kain. It's even a zar is good, so be no ma'ilo b'chayr for a carbon yachid. Now there's a gemara in the end dafka for yichesim and alaf the chazanish is necessary to it, which is mashman and it was even for carbon yachid. The gemara brings a pasuk there that ish is machshir zar for abama. And the Gemara says, why can't you learn that from the pasuk v'zarek kain is adama mizbech Hashem, that the whole din kain is for mizbech Hashem? So Gemara says, because you would think that without ish to be machshir azar, you would think you need a bechar, and that's from a carbon yachid. And you see, even carbon yachid needs a bechar. See, it's rik shrei the kashem. Why you need bechar? Even if the bechar will like the kahanim, but the bechlal no din kuna by abama. And the sefer teres abama, he says a pshat. I don't be married so much explaining why the bummer that was there before Kamas and Mishka maybe had a different din that would need, that wouldn't have a heter of Zarim. Hakapanim, that's one ara. And it's the ara that we have, if you're going to say there's two dinim, there's a din mimais adam arishin a schus that a Bukhara has to be makiv, and that's going on Kabanas b'nei noyach. And there's another din, that kadishli ko Bukhara is a din kunav by Bukhara is the gabi Kabanas Yisrael, and that was taken away when the kahanim was Eicha, that was taken away by the Cheda Egel, who was given over to Shevet Levi to the Kahanim. So the Shail is, I bezei, it should bleib a din, al kapanim for Kabanis Bnei Noach, should bleib a din that the schus is by Becheiris. Why doesn't that din stay? Mechai, you don't find there's a din today, the Gemara doesn't say that you need a Becheir to make of Kabanis Bnei Noach. Karenar is a sarah to it. He says, Bishleim that he is strong. There we have a pasuk that we just mentioned, Ish is to Mimatir. The din zar by bama, samel, you don't need bechar. Kain, you don't need the pasuk, because it says, bezarka kain is adama mizbech Hashem, that only mizbech Hashem needs kain, and the pasuk of ish is to say that you don't need bechar. But kabanis akum, why do you still need bechar? He blib shver. I would say maybe, al tzedin of miyik imidid, the Yisrael shari la akum asr, that once you find that Yisrael doesn't need a din bechar, so maybe that alone is afkar from Kabbanah Sakam Uso, even though it's a Tzveit Adin. Well, maybe you could say that the whole mile of Bechar is Dafka Kaidim Antair. There, Ben Noach could have a mile of Bechar if it's Kaidim Antair. But once it was the Skadish Antair, Vatim Tim Lechs Kanim Vigay Kadesh, so only Klal Yisrael have a mile. The Gaim don't have a mile of Bechar Bechlal, so maybe there's no more din of Bechar by Ben Noach. Hazay Kem Azagim Bederech Hefsher. And now let's go right to the next sugya, the sugya of Nidme, which starts in Afheimid Beis. The Mishnah in Afheimid Beis says, Parish Yolda Kamin Chamar, if you have a cow that gave birth to a Vlad, which looks exactly like a donkey, V'chamar Shiolda Kamin Sus, we have a donkey that gave birth to a Vlad, which looks exactly like a horse, Ptura Min HaBechair, there is no Din Bechair in that case. Shenema petech amar shnei pamim. It says petech amar twice. It's a miut. Achei yilud chamar vaneilud chamar. Both the yilud, the aim is a chamar, and also the neilud, the one that's born also should look exactly like a chamar. And then the Mishnah says umayim ba'achila. And what's a dinner? You're allowed to eat a parish yolda kamin chamar, and Taisus on the top of Avon Aleph points out, Mahein Bachila is a little bit shver, because it's only talking about one of them, a Chamar Shiolda Kimin Sus is definitely Asa Bachila, both the mother and the Vlad are a Mintmea. So maybe mahu ba'achilu would be better. A parash yolda k'min chamar, you're allowed to eat it. There is another girsa in the Mishnah. The Rosh brings the girsa. Parash yolda k'min chamar, v'chamar sheyolda k'min para. That would fit beautifully, because the Gemara is discussing both these cases, a parash yolda k'min chamar, and a chamar sheyolda k'min para. We'll see this a little bit more in the Vavim and Aleph. But anyway, the Mishnah says, If the mother is a behemet teira, even though the vlad is daima b'tsirase to a behemet tmeya in gansin, it's still mutter. But if you have a behemet tmeya chamar, which gave birth to something which looks like a behemet teira, it's aser b'achila, sheyetzim in a tamei tamei. If it came from behemet tmeya, even though it looks like a behemet teira, it's tamei, v'yetzim in a tar. If it came from a behemet teira, even though it looks like a behemet tmeya, it's considered tar. So it's a sefer Yad Eliyo, the old tshuva sefer. It's in Sheila Beis, and it's brought down in the Pesukei Tshuva in Siman Ayin Tes. That clears a Sheila like this. A chamar sheyolda k'min para, was saying, is also ba'achila. What's the pshat that it's also ba'achila? Is it because it's a min chamar? It is a chamar. Even though it looks like a para, but since the mother is a chamar, that means it's a chamar. The min is determined by what the mother is, not by what it looks like. Well, no. Pshat is not a chamar. Since it looks like a para, it's really a para. But this para has an isra achila. It's an isra achila that comes from the fact that the mother is a chamar. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk, that when the mother is a chamar, it's aser. So memela, it's exeris akasav that's aser, even though it really is a para, because it looks like a para, but it's exeris akasav that's aser because it came from a chamar. And what's an afkamina lalach? He says, come an afkaminis. One is, if you shecht it, is it considered a shechit or not? Legabe, let's say, to be metar midei nevela. If you'll tell me it's a min tame, because it came from a chamar, it's a min tame, so the shechit that doesn't work, it's still a nevela. Mashen, if you tell me it's a min tar, it's a para. It has an issa because it was bom in a chamar. So mela, aibazai, it's a min tar with an issa, so the shechit that would work. Even though it's asa b'achil, it's like a trefa. The shechit that would work, al kapano be metar midei nevela. Also, l'gabe oisav es b'nai. If it's considered a min tame, it's not a shechita b'chlal, there'll be no din oisav b'nai. If this behemoth would have a vlad, if this par that came from a chamar would have a vlad, you'd be allowed to shech the par and the vlad the same day. It's not a shechita b'chlal, it's a chamar. Mashenkin, if you tell me that it's not a chamar, it's really a par, it just has an iser, so shechita would be good. Shechita would be din of oisav es b'nai. Also, you could clay l'gabe the chelev. A chelev of a Shari Kesev and Eiz is awesome. Is this Issacharis? Is an Issacharis? But the Chel of a Behemoth Tmeya is not an Issacharis. So if you'll tell me that it's a Min Chamar, so Kumdais's Chel would not be an Issacharis. Since its mother's a Chamar, it's a Min Chamar, so the Chel won't be an Issacharis. Mashaykh would tell me it's really a Para because it looks like a Para. Novice then there's an Issar Achila because it came from a Chamar, so the Chel would still be called the Chel would still have a Din of an Issacharis. Also, a shayla if you could write tefillin on its oyer. You have to write tefillin on the oyer of a behemoth tayr. Now, even a nevela and trefa, you can write tefillin on the oyer of a nevela and trefa, because it doesn't have to be mutta to eat, it has to be from the min that's mutta to eat. So if you'll tell me it's really a para, it just has an issa because it's nele from a chamar, you could use its hide for tefillin. Now, Shayn, if you tell me that since it's nele from a chamar, it's a chamar, so you won't be able to use its hide for tefillin, it's not a behemoth Torah. That's the Yad Eliyahu Shaila. So he wants him a daik from the Mishnah, Sheyetzim in a Tomei Tomei, Veyetzim in a Torah Torah, it sounds like it's a Min Tomei. It sounds like it's a Min Tar. But he says it's not Mukherich, he could say Yetzim in a Tomei, it just means, Tomei means it's Asa Ba'achila. Yetzim in a Torah Torah means it's Mutta Ba'achila, that's all. So he held in Svara it's not a behemoth Tomei. Looks like a part that means it's a part. Now, Vas says an Issa because it was Yetzim in a Chamar. But he says he's not sure. And you have to go L'chumra both ways. Because me, Alka Reisha, Besura, the Reisha, Belay, Raya, Brura, you have to go L'chumra both ways. You have to name on all the Chumras as if it will be a Behemoth Tmeya, and all the Chumras as if it will be a Behemoth Tayer with an Issa. But Reb Chaim, in Hilchas Machalas Asuris, Paragimel Lachi at Aleph, he names on that a Chamar Sheolda Kamin Para is Avada Min Tmeya. And he has a raya, and the Meimosha also says this, the Meimosha in Simon Dalet Oisiyat Zayin, same raya, maybe you heard it from Reb Chaim, he doesn't quote it from Reb Chaim. And the Rambam in Perek Gimel Mechol Sassur says that the din of Yetzim and Atame is an Issa De'Aisa, but there's no Malkus. We can learn the Sugi Navav, the Sugi of Yetzim and Atami. There's no Malkus in Yetzim and Atami. Mashen Kain, the din of Chamar Sheyolda Kimimpar, which he brings in Alacha Aleph, he doesn't say there's no Malkus. It sounds like there he's not discussing the din of Yetzay. He's discussing the Etzeminim. And he says that Chamar Sheyolda Kimimpar is his Aser. It sounds like it's as if it was a Chamar, that it has Malkus. So from the Rambam, it's Mashma Klar that it's a Min Tame. Briski Rav Eifenard also names on with the Klarkite that the Min is determined by what the mother is. It's a Min Tame, a Chamar Sheldik Min Par. Whatever the mother is, that's the Min of the animal. I would just be Meisif. And that day you need a Pasuk, even though it's a Min Chamar, you need a Pasuk to tell you it's Aser, is because Lulei the Pasuk, you'd say, since it has split hooves and it chews its cud, maybe even if it's a Min Chamar, it's Mutter. Kamash Mula, no. That since it's a min chamar, even though it has the simanei tara, it's yisa shesa and maligera, it's still also because of its min. You need a pasuk to tell you it's mutter because you would think it lemaisa doesn't have the simanim. It's not maligera. It's not mefrisit barsum. And that we say no, since it is a min para, it just looks like a chamar. So mele it's mutter. But these are chreinim and naming on. That, like this, like the one son of the Adelio, that Avada, Chamar Sheyoldikim in Parah is a Chamar. A Parah Sheyoldikim in Chamar is a Parah. Whatever the mother is, that's the min it is. The Stiple speaks about it. The Stiple brings a Raya and Afyut Beis, the Gemara is a Shailam, if you could use a Nidme for Pidyon Petah Chamar. Could use a Nidme as a Seh. The Gemara there says that a parish yolda kamin a is you can't be paid with it. And the Gemara says that goes like Rebbe Elazar. It holds you can be paid with klayim and kol shkem amid nidmet. In fact, it doesn't look like its mother is not a siba why you can't use a v'pinyan bet the chamar. But still, you can't be paid by a parish yolda kamin a's because you go bas in a mother. So then there's no psul of nidmet. And still you say you need a sheep bedafka, or you can't use an eagle. Can't use a parah, and then you say a parah sheyolda kamineis, you can't use, because you go bas to the mother. L'chaya, that's a big raya, that the min is called the min of the mother. If you say the min is what it looks like, why can't you use it for pidyon petechamar? It's a sheep. And there's no psul of nidmeh, there's no psul of being a different form than the mother, l'gabi pidyon petechamar. That brings another raya, there's a gemara dafid zayin min aleph. The Gemara there is a machlekes remain the chachamim about a certain case, a tulis shenis, which case? The first lashon is, it's a rachel bas eis. Let's say a goat gave birth to something that looks like a sheep, and the sheep gave birth to another sheep. So the shayla is that chayiv and b'chayir? Because it looks exactly like the mother. The mother looks like a sheep, it also looks like a sheep. Well, do you say, since it doesn't look like the grandmother, since it originally came from a goat, and the goat gave birth to a sheep, and the sheep gave birth to another sheep. So it doesn't look like the grandmother, so there's a psul of nidmet. So it's not kaddish or b'chayra. Or in the Gemara says, perhaps there was another case, where the case was, it's a rachel bas eiz bas rachel. It's a sheep, the daughter of a goat, the daughter of a sheep. Originally, the min was a sheep. It went off and gave birth to a goat, and then that goat gave birth to a sheep. So do you say, since it doesn't look like its mother, it doesn't look like its mother looks like a goat, and it looks like a sheep, so male, it's a problem of nidmet, it's a psul. Or do you say, no, chaz is say islam kaima. It's back to what it's supposed to be. It's back to a sheep. So the stipler says, if you go bas the dafka, the mother, it's not a rai either way. You could say that even though the min is the min of the grandmother, but still has to look like the mother. If it doesn't look like the mother, that's exeris akasiv. The vlad has to look like the mother, even though the min is the min of the grandmother. But since the vlad doesn't look like the mother, so mamela is absol. You have no raya that the min is the min of the mother. But if you say fakaret, it's totally in the grandmother, lamashal, a rachel bas eiz would be a nidme, because it doesn't look like the grandmother. Or a rachel bas eiz bas rachel would not be a nidme, because chazr seyes lim kaima, it's back to being its regular sheep. So that l'chayr wouldn't shtim b'chlal if you say that it's not the min of the mother. Because if you're going to say, like the Yad Eliyahu Safik, that a chamar she'olda k'min parah is a parah, even though it came from a chamar, but looks like a parah, it is a parah. So what's it sad that you should go bust at a grandmother? It changed to a new thing. Chayr another shtarker raya to Reb Chaim, and the Meimosh and the Brisker Rav that now mind that the min is the min of what it came from, rather than the min of what it looks like. But the Brisker Rav asks a Meir Dika Shailo. If you're going to say that a parah she'olda k'min chamar is a parah, it is a parah, that's what it is. So Ibazai, we could understand why you would need a pasuk telling you it has no din b'char behema tahira. Maybe you'll say it is a parah. A parah she'olda k'min chamar, you're allowed to eat it. It is a parah, it's called a min parah. It's all dinim of a parah. You could eat it, you could write a tefillin on its ar, it's chayel of his asas and it's a karis, it happens to be a parah. So Ibazai, so maybe that's a never b'char. It's a b'char. So you'd have to give it to a kayin. Kamash blon a pasuk that no, since it's nidmesis, it doesn't look like its mother, it's not a b'char. But Frank de Briskerov, why would you need a pasuk telling you that it doesn't have the din of pidyon pet to chamar? It's b'chal not a chamar. Why would you need a pasuk telling you it doesn't have the din of pidyon pet to chamar? So Azai, in the Gemara alone, maybe you can learn like this. Maybe you can learn that the Mishnah says the drash of pet to chamar shnei pamim. Which the Gemara says that our Tana holds that Golar Achmana Bekdush is dumb and Vuhud and Bekdush is aguf. That Tana holds that there's a din by Pet Chamar that you need that Hu Chamar Vanoil Chamar, Shilu Chamar Vanoil Chamar, that has to look like its mother. Otherwise, it doesn't have a din of Pet Chamar. That would, let's say, be negated to a Chamar Shiyel Kamin Sus, that even though its min is a min Chamar, but since it doesn't look like its mother, that's the Ptur of Nidna, Memela, it's not a Pet Chamar. And from there you learn out, Tuadim Lagabe Bechara Behema Tahira, that Bechara Behema Tahira also, you have a para Sheolda Kamin Chamar, or even a para Sheolda Kamin Sus. It is a para. It happens to be, it's Mutta Ba'achila. So you would think it'd be a Bechar, Kamash Malan, that you learn out, Kedushas Aguf from Kedushas Damim. You learn at the din of Bechara Behema Tahira from the din of Bechara Behema Tmeya, just like it's Mamut, Bechara Behema Tmeya, Huadim Bechara Behema Tahira. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yisrael Gwili says the other way, that you learn out from Bechar Shor, Bechar Eiz, Bechar Keves, Achi Hei, Hu Shor, Bechar Shor, Hu Kesev, Bechar Kesev, Hu Eiz, Bechar Eiz. So the Pasuk is by Kedusha El Seguf, by Bechar Beim Atayra, and you learn out from there Bechar Beim Atmeira. That's the Gemara. So if you learn that our Mishnah really is telling you, the Havman of the Mishnah is that a Parash Yolda Kamin Chamar, Avad to be no din of Pidyon Pet to Chamar with this thing. Its mother's a parah, and it's also a parah. We're dealing with a parah here. So the whole havman would be is that maybe it should have the din of Bechar Bein Matayra. So why is the Gemara learning out from Pet Chamar Shnei Pamim? Because that tells you by Bechar Bein Matmeya there's a din of Nidma, and Goli Bekdush is like Adam, and Vuhudim Bekdush is a Guf, like the Gemara says. So the Gemara alone wouldn't be Shver. But the Maiz is still a little bit Shver, because it puts it together. It says, Parash Yolda Kamin Chamar, Vechamar Shiolda Kamin Sus Pturim and Abachayra, and we're dealing with the Perek, which is dealing with Pet Chamar, so it would sound like it's trying to say both of them a Chiddish, that it's not a Pet Chamar, but you could say no. The Ege Chiddish is as part of him Bechayra, Marked Islay, Marked Islay. Each one, a Parash Yolda Kamin Chamar, is part of from Bechar Bey Matayr, because it happens to be a Parah, and a Chamar Shiolda Kamin Sus, it's part of the din of Pet Chamar, because it happens to be a Chamar, and they both learned that from the pasuk by Pet Chamar. But Taisus says Mefurish not the way. Taisus in the Shita Mekubetzis, but Taisus says Mefurish. Taisus asks the Kasha in the Gemara, that what was the Gemara's Kasha? If Yehuda says that you learn out from Bechar Shar, at Yehu Shar, Bechar Re Shar, and the Gemara says, but the Mishnah learns it out from Pet Chamar, so Taisus says, maybe you need two pasukim. Maybe you need one pasuk to teach you that a parish Yolda Kamin Chamar is not a Bechar Bein Matayra. And that you know from who from Ach Bechar Shar at Shehu Shar Bechar Shar. And you also need a pasuk of Pet Chamar also to teach you that doesn't have the din of Pet Chamar, doesn't have the din of Bechar Bein Matmeya. As I affect Taisus, Taisus answers the kasha. The Mishnah is not mashman that way. Al Kopanim, Taisus clearly is saying that you need a pasuk to teach you that a parish Yolda Kamin Chamar doesn't have a din of a Pet Chamar. Now, if you learn, like the Tzad of the Analeo, that it happens to be a Chamar, it's just Mutter Ba'achila because it came from a Parah. So then, I don't understand why you need a Pasuk telling you why there's no din of Pet Chamar. But if it's not a Chamar, it's a Parah. It happens to be a Parah, just looks like a Chamar. So what's it sad to say that if you didn't Pet Chamar, it's not a Chamar? And the Brisker Rav says, in the Rambam, it's also very stark mavur that you need a limud, you need a chiddush, you need a limud to teach you that it's not a din of Petach Hamor. Because there's two Rambams. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim, which that's where the Rambam goes through the din of Petach Hamor, in Perek Yudbeis in Hilchos Bikurim. And Perek Yudbeis Halacha Yudches, he brings down this din of Parash Yolda Kamin Hamor. Vaisis is teaching you a Chiddush in Hilchos Bikurim, in Hilchos Petach Hamor, that a Parash Yolda Kamin Hamor doesn't have a din of Petach Hamor. And Hilchos Bechairis, that's where he explains to you the din, Hilchos Bechairis, in Perek Yudbeis Halacha Vav. That's where he explains to you the din that doesn't have a din of Bechar Bein Meteirah. So Vaisis, he holds his two Chiddushim. So there's the Brisker Rav's Kasha. If you're going to name on a Yisayin, that whatever the min of the mother is, that's the min of the Vlad, period. So what's it sad that would have a din of Pidyon Petach Hamor? So the Snipel talks about it. The Snipel says, Lamaisa, like we said, we brought Rais, that it has the min, it's the min of the mother. So if it's a min of the mother, if it's a par, why would you need a pasuk telling you it's not a petach hamar? It's not a hamar. So Zuck the Stipel, he wants to say like this. One of the rayas, like we said, was the case of par shiolda kamin a's. The Gemara says that you can't use that a's for pidyon petach hamar, even though you could be paid the petach hamar according to him on the yom with an idma, but still you can't use that a's because you go basi ima is a raya that doesn't have a din of a set, that has a din of a par. But the Marid al Ghazi wants to say, who din fakert? If you have a Rachel that was Yolda Kamin Parah, or you can't use it for Petach Hamor. Why taka not? As Dr. Stipel, it's a both. You can't say it's only a min of the mother, since it doesn't look that way. So it lives both. It lives like a hybrid of two minim. Like Kalayim, maybe. The Pshat is, it has both minim. Because its mother is a para mela, it has episa min para, but since it looks like a chamar min mela, it has episa min chamar also. So I'll say you have a half minute to mechayev, but I'll spit you back to chamar because of its sad chamar. It's really both. That's what the stipler wants to say. It hurts. So mela be a side who'll agree with the Yana Leo's psak that misafik you have to give it the chumras of everything. Because Reb Chaim, the Meimeisha, the Brisker Rav, they were naming on no. It has the min. It is the min of the mother. Period. But that he's saying is a Raif and Taisus, and the Rambam that since we need a pasuk telling you there's no pidyon petach hamar by a parash yolda kamin chamar, vice tais it has epis a min chamar. Now we also have rice that has a min para. The Teretz is it's both. It has both meaning mixed together. So male would all the chumras of everything. The chaylev would have a chumra of an issakares. And the R, you wouldn't be allowed to write tefillin, but have all the chumras because it's both. That's what the stipler zagin. But by me, it's a bissel schwer, because, and I don't understand why they didn't bring this as a raya, though. Bishleima by the case of chamar shiolda kamin para, I hear two tzadim. I hear that tzad that's a min chamar, period. And a male the chelev wouldn't be bakaris. And a male of the shchita wouldn't be considered a shchita bechlal, would be nevela. It would have tumas nevela, vechuli. And I care it's had no, since it looks like a par, it's a par. Why is it asa b'achila? Has an issa deraisa, because it was nailed min a chamar, but it is a par. Nafkamina, like we said, it wouldn't be considered nevela, the shkita would be called a good shkita, and you could write on tefillin on its arv v'chuli. And it's chayel v'michayev kars. But a par is yolda kamin chamar, l'mais it's muta b'achila. How can you tell me it's a chamar and it's muta b'achila? That sounds much more shver to me. That should be exeris akasov that the min is a min chamar and it's still mutta ba'achila. Even if it's partially a min chamar, it's very shver to me. L'chaira, a para shelda kamin chamar, which is mutta ba'achila, l'chaira in dem state, then it's a para. Sarachian, b'zeh. For l'maisa, the risk of effect and eyes in akasha. If you're going to say it is a min para, so why would you need a pasuk? The Mishnah l'chaira is mavur, al kapanim taisis is mavur, the Rambam is mavur. They need a pasuk telling you that there's a pturv in petach hamar. It's not a chamar. How could there be a pturv? Why would you need a pasuk telling you a pturv in petach hamar? It's not a chamar b'chlal. It just looks like a chamar. So I thought of a teretz. I was scared to say it, but later I saw a bar in the Mishnah of Baron. A Baron Kotler says it's teretz. And he wants to say, if I understood it correctly, that lu yehei, that there would be a pturv of nidme by behemet tayer, but not by behemet tmeya. Let's say that would be the halacha. That it cannot become a behemah, a bechor behemah tayr if it doesn't look like the mother, but it could be a bechor behemah tmei even if it doesn't look like the mother. So it come out, let's say, a parashi yolda kamin eiz is not a bechor behemah tayr, But a chamor, she'el de kamin sus, would be a bechor beim teira. So then you could say as asvar that if that would be true, so a parish she'el de kamin eis, or a parish she'el de kamin chamor, or even a parish she'el de kamin sus, can't be a bechor beim teira, because that is a psul minne, but it would be a bechor beim tmeya. The Gemara calls bechor beim tmeya kedushas damim, and bechor beim teira kedushas aguf. So the pshat is the din of pidyon pet chamar is not dafka for a chamar. Maybe a shor kesev eis also could have a din of pidyon pet chamar. Could also get kedushas damim. Navas, I wouldn't get kedushas damim because I always get kedushas aguf. Halacha lemaisa never comes out that it should only be a ptur from bechor beim teira and not bechor beim tmeya. I mean, it comes out of ptur sometimes that it's a bechor beim teira which has no din akrava. That could be, but it's still a bechor beim teira. You have to give it to a kayin. Even shut v'sakim according to Yehuda, which has no kedusha bechlal, it's mutter begizav avoda, but it's still a bechor beim teira. Now you have to give it to a kayin. But let's say b'negei the parasha beim teira wouldn't be a bechor. Klayach zogin, even though the parasha bechor beim teira was only said by chamar, but it's only said by chamar lefugi other beim is tmeis. But a behemoth Torah, since they can have the parish of Bechor behemoth Torah, Kol Shekein, they can have the parish of Bechor behemoth Tmei if they don't have the parish of Bechor behemoth Torah. Lefi zeh, even a Bechor she'el de kamin sus, you would have a havimina that there'd be a din of Bechor behemoth Tmei with it. It's not because it was she'el de kamin chamar. That's not ma'alu meir, like the Brisker of Das. It's not a chamar, it's a para. The Yisayda Davar is a para that has a vlad and it has a din para, like we're saying. It's just nidmeh. It just looks like another animal. If there was no meat for kedushas damim, would have kedushas damim, even though it's not from a chamar, even though it's from a parah. As I have a kavod zogin, Rabbi Aaron Mamrish, I think, says the same thing. Now, I ask a kash on it, that the Gemara says that at Tana was gol rechman and kedushas damim, who would then kedushas aguf? So before we had the limud of petach chamar shnei pamim, there is no meat from kedushas aguf. So why do you need a meat for Kedushas Damim? There's no having a Kedushas Damim. It would have Kedushas Aguf. I don't think it's so shver in Cheshbon. I wonder if it wouldn't be the Fugali Kedushas Damim, for who would then Kedushas Aguf, it would take half Kedushas Aguf. Because Parash Yolda Kamin Chamar would have had to have Kedushas Aguf. But you need a meat for Kedushas Damim to tell you that it doesn't have Kedushas Damim. Because if you don't have the meat of Kedushas Damim, even if you would have a meat of Kedushas Aguf, it would have Kedushas Damim. So that's why you need two miyutim. Now, but Pail, you don't need two miyutim because each Tana holds that the meat of Kedushas Damim is enough for Kedushas Aguf, and that Tana holds the meat of Kedushas Aguf is enough for Kedushas Damim. But by Parash Yolda Kamin Chamar, Lamaisi, you need that both things should be mamuyut. There's a tzad that would have Kedushas Aguf, because it is a para. And if for whatever reason there's a meat for Kedushas Aguf, there'd be a tzad that would have Kedushas Damim, because even though it's not a Chamar Bechlal, because the meat's only for Kedushas Aguf, it was still memeil to get the parish of Kedushas Damim. That daksach will be a good teretz to the Brisker Rav's kasha. Now, just one more ha'ara from the Brisker Rav, a geshmak ishtikl, that we said Rabbi Yosi Aglili is saying that the pasuk is dafka by Kedushas Aguf, and you learn that Kedushas Damim from Kedushas Aguf. The pasuk tells you nidmeh, if it doesn't look like the mother, it can't have Kedushas Aguf. It has to be hushar b'chayre shar. Who kevis a bechayy kevis who is a bechayy is, and from there you learn that kedushas damim that bechamar would be the same halacha. So in fact, Taisus a gavaldik a kasha. If you can learn that kedushas damim for kedusha guf, so why do you need a pasuk by bechar shor and kevis and is? If you can even learn that kedushas damim for kedusha guf, so koshi you can learn kedusha guf for kedusha guf. So why do you need three pesukim for apella? So Zagdi Bishkirav, it's Mavur really from the Gemara in Davov, that the Yisayid of Nidme is not Stam, it doesn't look like the mother. But it doesn't look like the mother's din. It doesn't look like the same din as the mother. Discusses if it's Nidme from Davah Kaddish and Bechayra, and Davah Shein Kaddish and Bechayra. So if you're going to say that there's one din, Bechar Behem Matayra, there's one din, so male, the fact that it looks like a Shara, looks like a Kevis, looks like an Aes, that wouldn't be called Nidme. Because they're all the same Kedush as Bechayra. You need the three miyutim to teach you the three different parashas. There's a parasha Bechor Shor, a parasha Bechor Kevis, a parasha Bechor Eis. Even once you know the psul nidnet, but you wouldn't know that if it looks like something which is just as Kaddish, that it would be nidnet. And Ataka isn't. But the Yisayid Davar is, there's three types of Kedushas B'chayis. That's what the Pasuk means, Mechadesh. There's the Kedushas B'chayis Shor, and a different Kedushas B'chayis Eis, and a different Kedushas B'chayis Kevis. They're all three completely different Kedushas. And Memela, if it doesn't look like the same Kedushas B'chayis, it looks like a different Kedushas B'chayis. So that's why it has a Psul of Nibba, but not the Pshat that you need. Avada, if you know that a Shor that looks like a Sus L'mashul doesn't have a din of Bechar, so Avada, a Kavis looks like a Sus won't have a din of Bechar, and Avada Eiz looks like a Sus won't have a din of Bechar. But you need the three Psukim to tell you that a Shor that looks like a Kavis, or a Shor that looks like an Eiz, or a Kavis that looks like a Shor, or a Kavis looks like an Eiz, is called Nidme, because the Psukim teach you that all three Kedushas Bechar are different Kedushas, and that's good for why it's Nidme. That's the Brisker of Teretz and Tyson's Kasha.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.